Back here live from RKGGF Studios on this Friday morning, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan, as well as joined in studio by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, it's a Friday and you're in studio.
I know, I'm shaking things up here.
It is a little different today, as well as we're not speaking on behalf of the CNN meeting because there wasn't one on a Friday morning.
No.
So, but we're here to talk about a little something different because it's that time of the year that we look towards the annual awards that the Chamber gives out.
Absolutely. So every year we recognize businesses and individuals that make up our community. And the neat thing about this process is that anybody can nominate. It's not just a chamber thing. You know, we want everybody in the community to be a part of it. So it can be an employee, a friend, a family member, clients, even yourself can be. You can nominate yourself for your business because it's just a wonderful opportunity. I feel like it creates community. It just, there's a chance to motivate, you know, like if you have a business that you think is just doing amazing things and then you recognize them for it, it motivates them to do even better the next year. You know, that it's that reinforcement that, hey, I'm on the right track. I'm doing the right things. And, you know, when you put a lot of just your sweat and tears and time into something to be recognized makes you feel like it's worth it.
Well,
you know?
And to be recognized in such a community-based organization like the Chambers are, you know, that's something that people from out of town go to for information. And it's, you know, these are places that were awarded by the Chamber. We're going to send them, you know, over to these awarded places or even people from out of town. They see that they've been awarded. And, and then, like you had mentioned as well, it is kind of a pat on your own back. You know, you get to hang that up in your store if you'd like. You get to kind of wear that on your belt, you know, and wear it proudly because In a community, you know, in a size of ours, it's easy for people to go out of the community in general to shop. I mean, not necessarily down the road to a competition, but out of town even.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a good, you know, little pat on the back there saying I'm doing it right here in the community and the community thinks so.
Yeah. Well, and we don't realize sometimes how much it impacts us. That, I mean, if that business is doing really well, they're great on customer service, they're increasing their tax base and growing their business, and it impacts us in so many different ways that we sometimes forget. So we want to recognize them, we want to support them, we want them to continue to grow, and not just businesses, but we also give awards for citizens. So it's nice to be able to go, that person has made a difference in Coffeyville, and we want to recognize that and encourage more people to step up and grow that leadership.
Yeah, and again, you know, some people drive through a town and they see all these great things, whether it's parks or whatever it may be, and the city probably funded a lot of it, but you got to think there are those in particular individuals that give back, loads and loads into the community that help, whether it's funding or whether it's sponsoring, whatever it may be. But those are kind of hidden within every single community. You can't just drive through a community and say, oh, the city and the taxpayer paid for all of that. No,
absolutely.
They gave back.
You know, sometimes when you give money or donate money, you're kind of always you're noticed a little bit with what you give,
certainly
on how
within
much
the
you
community
give. Yes. But I feel like those volunteers that are at every event volunteering for everything to help with everything, they don't have maybe the money to donate, but they have the time and they're willing to do that. Maybe not get the recognition because they're not donating their money. They're the maybe
silent
underseen
party almost.
Yeah, the underseen. Mm-hmm. Someone noticing that and nominating them, and then mm-hmm. people realizing how much they do, like, oh yeah, they were at the Christmas parade, oh yeah, they were helping it at match day, and yeah, they were doing this and that, and then, I mean, and that's important for that person to realize that what they do is noticed.
And Ed, as Candy has mentioned as well, it encourages them to continue with that action as well once they get noticed for it.
Yes, and I'm a firm believer that we can't rely on government to take care of everything for us, or the chamber, or the city, or, you know, certain entities. It has to be the individuals and the people in the town that really grow and continue to make it an awesome town. So, you know, if you want a new business coming to Coffeyville, we've got an economic development center, we've got a chamber, we've got the city that recruits those businesses, but they come because of the people or because of they had a personal connection. And, you know, the changes I see is usually one person that sparked it, you know, 9th Street and all the new houses. You know, it took one person to said, I want this to
change.
Yeah. So that's, we want to recognize that, and I just think it's a great opportunity. So we have 5 different awards that can you can nominate somebody for. And the interesting thing, or the thing I like about it, is if you're not sure, like, oh, do they go in this category, or do they even qualify? I say nominate them no matter what. I will make sure they get matched up in the right area. And then if nothing else, even if they don't qualify, just to be nominated, that person will feel, you know, like, hey, somebody recognizes that I'm trying to work hard here. So,
exactly.
So we have a business of the year. This is a business that's made a contribution to the community and excelled, whether it's their civic involvement, their leadership, growing the tax base, you know, something in that. Then we have a small business. So that's more those businesses that are like 10 and under, 10 employees and under. So we want to recognize those that are doing great. Then we have an industry or manufacturer of the year. Coffeyville is huge when it comes to industry. We have a lot of industries here, and we want them to continue to do well and support them. So they contribute to the vibrancy of Coffeyville. And so just want to recognize somebody that's innovative or has product enhancement that drives our economy, or, you know, just has good practices. So, and then we go to the individuals. We have a citizen. This is an individual that's very active, like you said earlier, Matt, involved. They're passionate. They're enthusiastic. You know, they care about our community, and they want Coffeyville to be a place, you know, to live and grow. And then the last one we have is a woman of the year. This is very similar to the citizen, but it's a woman in the community that's made a commitment to the betterment of our community through whether it's contributions, accomplishments, you know, whatever. So 5 different great categories to choose from.
Well, and, you know, I really like the fact as well that they're, aside from the individual awards, but the 3 major, you know, areas that are business that do make up Coffeyville, really, because, yeah, you're right, mm-hmm. industry is a good percentage of it, if not the majority of it. And then there are a lot of businesses around here that are under 10 employees. So mm-hmm. to have that kind of gray area filled with a small business of the year and then a business of the year as well as industry, it kind of separates themselves, but also, you know, puts them into their own level with it, because they're all important regardless of the size of them.
Oh, absolutely.
And but they're all very different.
Exactly.
As well, yeah.
All very, very different. Mm-hmm. So
they bring different things to us, and absolutely. Actually, during our chamber annual dinner, which is January 31st this year, that is when we recognize these individuals and hand out. And none of them know who the winner is, you know, to that night.
Wow.
So sometimes we have to be creative in encouraging them to make sure that they attend. But it's about 300 people there, and great, fun night. We actually have a speaker coming in this year, Ed O'Malley. He's the CEO of the Kansas Leadership Center in Wichita. Former governor candidate, in fact. So he's coming in and being one of our keynote speakers. And then we've got, you know, these great awards. I love it because sometimes people get emotional, and I just, being a part of that, you know, seeing that excitement is awesome.
Can they choose to give an acceptance speech?
They can. Usually the presenter that's the presenting kind of gives a little overview and tells why they were nominated. So we try not to drag it out too long, though, because those can go for
start
a while.
Start playing the music like they do at the award shows.
Exactly.
Get off the stage.
And it's perfect, too, because this year's theme is rolling out the red carpet. So each of them are going to get a little, you know, statuette along with their plaque and everything else. So it's fun. I brought you guys some extra copies because I will expect these filled out.
Okay.
And returned.
And returned.
But you can stop by the chamber office and pick up a copy of the nomination form. I will hopefully have it on our website next week. We're launching a brand new website. And so hopefully we can get that out there. And it'll be on Facebook. Or you can just call us and I'll email it to you. But it's one of those things, just don't put it off. Think of somebody that, you know, you're like, they just make this place a better place to live. And let's recognize them. Let's be nominated.
Yeah.
Sam, you nominate me. I know we can nominate ourselves, but you nominate me. I'll nominate you.
I scratch your back and you scratch mine.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
That
I see
way
what
we
you're
don't
doing
have
there.
To nominate ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Not have to go with that. Again, it's a great creative idea. I think it's kind of funny, though, that you have to come up sometimes with a creative trick almost to get the winner in there. You know, it's like, oh, no, I don't
sure
want to attend
there,
that. I don't want to attend that. But oh, no, there's going to be good food. It's going to be worth your time, you know. It's going to be really worth your time. So very cool, very cool. Now, the event, is it kind of open to anybody to come and attend? Or
yes. I mean, it's aimed for our chamber members because this is our recap of the year, and it's kind of our business meeting, the one business meeting a year we have. But we open it up to the entire public. Anybody can come because, again, we're recognizing wonderful places in town and wonderful people. So anybody can come. tickets, so I should have brought that paper with me. I want to say they are $40. I will double check. And then we have some that do a whole table. We have games. We have amazing food. Last year we had prime rib.
Oh, wow.
Yum. And
Matt's face.
Yeah. So some fun stuff. And then we have a, we even have an adult lemonade stand. And just all kinds of good stuff. So, yes. Bad, huh? Anybody?
Why'd you look at me? Why'd you look straight at me there, man?
I didn't. Nothing was applied.
He's like, I don't drink often, but lemonade? Ooh. Yeah, no, good stuff. With that here real quick, Candy, because I wanted to kind of get into that new website. That's pretty cool.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Some final notes maybe on the Chamber Awards. Maybe if a listener's just tuning in, when's it happening? I know everybody's going to be welcome to come to it.
Yep.
And where they can get those nomination forms.
So
well.
January 31st is the annual dinner where we will be presenting all the awards. And a deadline is actually December 29th that you have to have those in. So basically this month, you want to get them in. You can stop by the chamber. You can call the chamber. We'll email it to you. Hopefully we'll have it on the website and on Facebook.
Good stuff. All right. So now let's get to that. So we got a new website coming
up.
That's pretty cool. Are you guys just kind of redesigning, or are you putting some new stuff to it?
Well, a little bit of both. So to be honest, the current company we had, I think is having some financial difficulties because I know several chambers that use them. They're out of Canada, and they you can't reach them. You can't physically talk to a person.
That's always fun.
Yeah. It took them 3 months to change my logo on my website. And
it's a quick response if I've ever seen some right there. You know,
so we're having a lot of difficulties, and it wasn't user-friendly. And we wanted something that was for our community that, you know, you could go on and go, I want to know the events that are coming up. I want to see if there's any jobs out there. And one of our members might have a special coming up, and they want to advertise for it. So there's a section just for specials. And maybe a member has an award they just received, and they want to brag about it, and we want the world to know about it. So there's a section for that. So it's very user-friendly. It's for the community. There's a section on, you know, you can download a relocation guide. Maybe you're moving here, and you want to know all about Coffeyville. There's a section on that, starting up a business. Just all kinds of good resources that we weren't able to do before because we didn't have access to our website very well.
You know, and I'll say this as well. Obviously, you know, it doesn't deter me away from it because there's a job on the other end. But I had to move 4 times, I think, all in 2017. So with that, you kind of, and I didn't really get a preview of the town. With that, you kind of have to go look it up on Google. Mm-hmm. First thing that pops up is either the city's website, the chamber website, whatever it may be. It's a big difference maker when you have just your first initial thought of a town, even on through pictures or through a website, whatever it may be, to have it user-friendly, to have all the beautiful pictures of the areas around Coffeyville or whichever town that it may be. It definitely made me a little bit more excited to come down here and be a part of it or wherever. You know, I'm not going to shame a town by any means right now, but there was some towns' websites that, you know, you look at it and it's just a brown screen and it's just lettering. It's like, oh, well,
I didn't
what
know
is
what
there
a,
to do here?
I didn't
know
what a chamber of commerce did until I got here.
Until you got here.
I knew what they were, but I had no idea what they did until I got here. And I actually
most
think
people don't. You know?
My parents printed off, I think it was your all's Chamber of Commerce website, a list of available places to rent or renters to use.
Yeah.
So, and that's how we called everyone.
And again, the level of convenience that comes with that when you're trying to move, because then you know businesses that are looking to hire, like, oh, you know, maybe you don't have a job on the other end, you're moving with somebody and you need to find a job, which, by the way, my girlfriend had to do every single time. And, you know, all of those outlets on a website, making it more user-friendly, I think, is that's a good step in the right direction there.
Oh, absolutely. And selfishly, it's such a great thing for us because it comes with this software that we can now manage our members. Right now, if somebody joins, we have 7 different spreadsheets we have to put them on. And it's chaos, and there's no way to track them. And, you know, it's just we were back in the old ages. And so this will allow us to really help our managers and track them and do things. They'll be able to register on the website so somebody can apply. They can register for the annual dinner on the website and just have it all done. And so it hopefully will, what's the word I want to say, streamline some things so that we can be more effective for our members and not spend all day doing spreadsheets.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up here on the bottom of the hour, talking with Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Now, Candy, is there going to be a change with the URL or is it going to be the same?
Nope. Absolutely the same. I had to go through about a 3-month process with the old company because they were
That quick response
me.
Time.
Yeah. So, but I paid some money and got good. Got it back in my control. So, it actually we're lucky that Chambers, you can pretty much Google and it mm-hmm. pops right up.
Yeah, it'll come on up
in.
There either way.
But yeah, we own both the .org and .com. So it's CoffeevilleChamber.org or CoffeevilleChamber.com. Either
nice.
One. So no matter what, it'll go straight to us.
Easy enough and user friendly as well. Again, mm-hmm. Director of the Commerce with us this morning. Candy, any final notes for the listeners?
Nope, just we are here for our businesses, obviously, first and foremost, to help them because we're trying to make sure that they're successful, but also for the community. So if you think of anything that we can help you out with, make sure you just give us a call. Let us know.
It's great stuff. Again, that's Candy Westbrook with the Chamber of Commerce. Candy, we'll check with the next Wednesday, actually.
Okay, that's right.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.